WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Chicago is mourning the loss of two firefighters killed in the line of duty this week. I'm Natalie Moore, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset.
This has been a tragic week for us, unprecedented. I can't tell you how this impacts us losing two members in 2 days. This job is dangerous, and you never know if you're coming home despite the best training and equipment that we can provide.
That was Chicago Fire Department Commissioner Annette Nance Holt speaking at a press conference yesterday. Joining us now with the latest is David Greising, President and CEO of the Better Government Association. Welcome back, David.
Thanks, Natalie. Glad to be with you, even though these are troubling stories.
Yeah. Tell us first, what do we know about the fire that broke out yesterday in the high rise in the Gold Coast?
Right. It was on the 27th floor of the building on the 1200 block of Lakeshore Drive, I believe that was. And Jan Torrey, the lieutenant, 26-year veteran of the fire department, collapsed on the 11th floor while going up to fight the blaze.
This tragedy comes a day after another firefighter was killed responding to a fire in West Pullman on the far south side. What happened there?
Yeah, 120th and Wallace neighborhood. Jermaine Pelt, also a long veteran, 28-year veteran, was fighting, was spraying the building that was under fire from a neighboring building that also then got consumed by the blaze. Got on fire. He and his partner were ordered to evacuate the building, and before he could get out, he was overcome by the flames.
Can you tell us, going back to the Gold Coast fire, can you tell us a little bit more about that firefighter who died?
Yeah, well, he was a longtime firefighter, lieutenant, obviously, so he had a lot of experience. Both of these fallen firefighters had a lot of experience. He was also known as an outdoorsman, somebody who was very popular within the firehouse that he worked at, and was mourned yesterday by his family, who were nearby. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who came to Northwestern Memorial Hospital, where he was taken, met with the family beforehand, and both she and the fire chief just seemed very moved by the experience they had in meeting with the family, who obviously was grief-stricken and dealing with unexpected news.
And again, that was Lieutenant John Torrick, who had been on the job for 26 years. And then we have Jermaine Pelt, who died in West Pullman. What do we know about him?
You know, grew up in the area, went to Corliss High School and then Olive Harvey College. He had worked at this firehouse for many, many years, really fighting fires in the neighborhood where he grew up, essentially. Very popular, apparently, within the firehouse he worked at, was known for his cooking and cooked for his colleagues just the day before, I think, that he succumbed to this fire.
And his autopsy was just released, and the Sun-Times is reporting that he died of carbon monoxide poisoning, according to the Cook County Medical Examiner's office. So that news literally just came in. At the top, we heard Commissioner Annette Nance Holt call these back-to-back tragedies unprecedented. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who was at the press conference, echoed that sentiment. How are city officials and the department handling this situation?
You know, I've been covering fire since I was at City News back in 1983, and that's what you do when you're at the City News Bureau, and you come face-to-face with the danger of fires. It's impossible to imagine it if you have not seen it. And so the city is asking people for, the general public for their prayers and support. At this point, there are not any policy reforms that are being talked about. It's a little bit soon for that from city officials. And, of course, we're in a transition now to new Mayor Brandon Johnson. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's record on fire safety has been, I regret to say under these circumstances, but has been a little bit disappointing. She, my organization, the Better Government Association, published with the Chicago Tribune a series of reports in 2021 that talked about fire safety in the city. 61 people had died over 41 years in fires that the buildings department were aware of fire safety problems and did nothing to stop them. Mayor Lori Lightfoot put out a scofflaw landlord list, which really has proven ineffective. We've done some follow-up reporting about that. And really, there are other examples all across the country of ways to address these problems that are available to the city, but so far the city has done very little.
You're listening to Reset. I'm Natalie Moore in for Sasha Ann Simons, and we're talking about the loss of two Chicago firefighters killed in the line of duty this week. One died yesterday after battling a high-rise fire in the Gold Coast, and the other after responding to a multi-home fire in West Pullman on Tuesday. And with us to discuss is David Grising of the Better Government Association. I want to keep talking about that investigation that won a Pulitzer Prize for local reporting with the Chicago Tribune. What else did that investigation find? And I'm curious, what led you to even want to start looking into fire safety?
You know, there was a fire on the south side that killed four children. And at that point, it was an 18-month investigation. So the launch point of that was, is there something more systemic here that has gone wrong in fire safety in Chicago? And so the reporter, Madison Hopkins, who worked for the BGA, and Cecilia Reyes for the Tribune, they dug deep and they cataloged every single fatal fire in the city during that five-year period that they studied. And so they were able to then point out that in those 41 cases, those buildings, they had blocked exits, they had no smoke detectors, they had failed wiring or open and dangerous wiring, et cetera. These were all in reports that the building department had filed and said, hey, dear landlord, please fix these problems, but then never circled back, or they got complaints from residents that they never attended to. That's what they discovered, and as you pointed out, we won a Pulitzer Prize. We decided to go back. The BGA publishes now under the Illinois Answers Project website, and our reporters went back just in the last few weeks. We published a story that was a follow-up that showed that really not, very little has really changed, that there were another series of deaths. More than five people died in buildings where fire safety problems were known. 57 out of 87 fire deaths in the period that we studied the last couple of years were in buildings where the smoke detectors were either missing or not working. 21 deaths were in buildings that had not been inspected for a decade or more. And so there's a fire safety issue in the city. We talk a lot about public safety. We talk about a lot about policing. Almost 700 people died of homicides, nearly 3,000 shootings, non-fatal shootings last year. That's a huge public safety problem. But fires are a big public safety problem as well.
One thing that struck me with the death of these two firefighters this week is one was on the Gold Coast and then one was in Pullman. And I'm wondering, are there any racial economic equity issues that face fire safety, or is it just the entire city needs to be, redone when it comes to fire safety?
A little bit of both, Natalie. This is a huge equity issue. The overwhelming majority of the fire safety deaths that we wrote about were in neighborhoods on the west and south sides. predominantly, almost exclusively, people of color, both Black and Latinos. It is a huge, huge equity issue. But fire can strike pretty much anywhere, including on Interlake Shore Drive. As it happens, I was on the way down to Navy Pier to be on reset the day after the election, and I drove by that fire. A Gold Coast building, what's been referred to as a very large apartment, is the one that was struck by this fire. So the safety issue is everywhere. The failure of the buildings department to inspect buildings can affect any neighborhood, but it absolutely affects poorer people, apartment dwellers, people in buildings that really are fire traps, as our reporting showed, but nothing is being done to protect them.
We have a new mayor coming in about a month, and Brandon Johnson will be sworn in May 15th. Mayor Lightfoot offered this piece of advice to Johnson at yesterday's press conference with the commissioner.
There's a lot of rhetoric that's out there about first responders, particularly on the police side. When you've seen what I've seen, when you have to make the calls that I've had to make, you better be humble and you better be grateful. It's hard to motivate people when they don't think that their leader has their back.
What do you think the Johnson administration can do to support the city's first responders moving forward?
Well, one thing is to support the first responders, as you say, and give them adequate training and attend to their needs, which is what Mayor Lightfoot has talked about. The real fire safety danger comes out of the systemic failure of the approach that the city has taken. There was a move in city council after we published our first stories to do something at the building department level. The Chicago Fire Department, ironically and sadly, actually lobbied against some of the reforms that Alderman Gil Villegas had proposed. That's because they had a system of passing out battery-operated smoke detectors, and they had thousands of smoke detectors in inventory and thought that that was an effective approach. Well, our recent reporting showed that those smoke detectors that are given away just sit in people's homes. They don't actually put them up, et cetera. There are other cities that actually do something about this. In Philadelphia, the fire department actually installs field battery detectors, long-lasting detectors. 27,000 units were installed by the Philadelphia Fire Department in 2022 alone. In Seattle, there's a landlord registry. So if one landlord has an issue, they know right away what other buildings that landlord owns, and they can check up on those buildings as well. In Denver, they license landlords. And in order to get a license, you have to pass a 25-point checklist. In Minneapolis, they systemically inspect every single building that has rental units. There are ways to fix this problem at the building department level while also attending to the needs of firefighters, the training and support needs that firefighters also have.
Before we let you go, you just laid out some things that the city can do, but is there anything else that Johnson and the city council can do to make fire safety a priority?
Well, I think that menu of options that we looked at, the Illinois Answers Project reporter Alex Nixon looked at from all these other cities, that's a smorgasbord of ideas that the Johnson administration can pick up. And we know, because there was support in council, and we know that Gil Villegas has an interest in this issue, he'll get support in city council if he chooses to move forward, or at least we would hope he would be supportive if an idea comes out of council. The problem we had with Mayor Lori Lightfoot was when we initially published our story in 2021, she said it was old news because many of these fires had happened before she took office. It's not old news. The news we saw this week shows us that fire safety is not an old story. It's an ongoing story. And Mayor Elect Johnson, who said he wants to be the mayor for all Chicago, this is a pretty easy opportunity because the fixes are out there.
This episode of Reset was produced by Stephanie Kim. It was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Meha Ahmad. That's all for today. I'm Natalie Moore, in for Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again to you tomorrow.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. There are many people who are with me when I listen to WBZ, my children in the car, but also my students in the classroom. We have listened to reports. And so I think that affects not just what I'm getting out of it, but also I think to see what we each take from it.